Okay, module four. What is module number four about?
Module number four is paid advertising on the web. While free advertising is good, it often takes a while to ramp up traffic from it, and most good companies utilize both free and paid advertising methods. Plus, if the site's making money, you're going to want to parlay a certain percentage of your gross revenue into your advertising budget. There's an old adage, you have to spend money to make money. That's not entirely true, but once you've mastered the free web advertising methods, you're going to need to spend money to make more money. In this module, I'm going to tell you some tips on how to know if a site might be a good one to advertise on or not, some tips on banner ads, and what you should know when starting a new campaign and when you have an existing campaign running.
All right. Is there some kind of golden rule for advertising online?
There is, and it's actually the same as for advertising offline. Location, location, location.
All right, so what are the secrets? You've spent seven figures on online advertising over the years. What have you learned, and how do you find the best location?
I'll tell you five secrets that I go by when picking places to advertise on. Number one, look for a site that comes up high on the search engines. Type the keywords related to your site, then look at the non-competitor links that come up. Of course, a competitor isn't going to sell you ad space on their site, but you will see a lot of online magazines, review sites, directories, and informational sites related to your field. If you're searching on Google, you'll want to look at the paid AdWords listings as well as the free results. A lot of times, the paid listings aren't a competitor's site. For instance, if I sold swimming pools, I would go to Google and type in swimming pools. The non-competitor sites that come up on the first page are home.howstuffworks.com/swimming-pool.htm. This is a site with articles about pools, and it has five large ad spots on that page, as well as an AdSense section.
So I know that may be a good place to advertise?
Right.
And I know they're accepting advertising.
Yep. And number two is poolspaliving.com. This one has ads on the top and bottom and sides, plus it has links to the top companies for each sect of pools. In-ground pools, spas, saunas, and a bunch of others. Number three is swimmingpools101.com. This is an informational site with banner ads and a lot of product listings from Yahoo Search Marketing, which is similar to Google AdWords. And number four, this one was on the AdWords, poolbids.com, which is a site that refers bids to outside pool installers.
Oh, they have AdWords on there.
Right. Secret number two, when you're picking a location for a store, you want the one by the busiest intersection, the one by the entrance of the mall, or the one that gets the most foot traffic by it. Same goes for location on the web. You can even break this down further. For example, unless you have a product that everyone needs and a multi-million dollar budget, you won't want to advertise on the overall highest traffic sites like CNN.com or ESPN.com. Rather, you want to find the highest traffic sites that relate to your industry.
Well, how can we check this?
The way to check this is with Alexa.com. If you remember from our other modules, Alexa.com is the site that gives the traffic ranking for each site, and it has a graph there where you can break it down from 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, even 1 to 6 months ago. You want to be aware of the traffic pattern on that site. If you see it going downward, chances are they're doing less to drive traffic to their site, and they probably haven't lowered their advertising costs to reflect that. If you're already running a campaign, you want to be sure to check Alexa.com regularly to make sure the site isn't losing traffic. If it is, you'll want to request an extra listing, extra banner impressions, or a discount from the site so you're still getting the same value from them as you were before.
Okay, so that's really important. This is something I've never thought of. If you're paying for advertising, you're paying based on the number of hits to that website. That's really how they determine the fee.
Right.
And if you stay as an advertiser with them, you want to make sure you're getting that same value. So you're saying every once in a while, go to your paid advertisers and monitor and check their rankings. And if the hits are coming down, you can negotiate better rates with your paid advertisers. Have you done this before?
I have, yes.
And it works?
Yep.
Okay, very good. That is some great advice. Okay, what's next?
Secret number three. The big thing online advertising sites are doing now are getting articles and press releases on Google News.
What is Google News?
Google News is, if you're on Google.com, one of the few links they have on that page is for news, and then the Google News is news from all over the world. an advertising group often has many sites. They just don't have one domain. So one of the sites in their network of advertising sites will be an online news article site. A couple sites I advertise my hosting company at put out 10 to 15 articles every day, and all of them get listed on Google News. Depending on the story, you might not make it on the main Google News page, but when someone searches your keyword in the news section, you'll come up. The Google News stories are also syndicated across other sites. This is good, for example, if I owned a day spa and wanted to get some good PR advertising, I would search Google News for spas, and the first link that comes up is an article on eTravelBlackboard.com. The article just says, newly appointed director of sales and marketing at so-and-so spas, but it has the number one listing. On the article page itself, it has a couple ads and even a link to contact them about advertising. So when looking for a site to advertise on, look for one that is recognized by Google News as a reliable source for news.
Will that search result stay at the top for a long time, or is it hard to say?
Generally, they get bumped by other articles. I think it does it based on time and how many clicks the article got. So the day it releases, it'll be in the top position. The next day, it might be bumped down to number two or number three. And a lot of times it's not necessary to be a paid advertiser with that site to get your press release added, but if you are a paid advertiser with that company, you're basically guaranteed to have your press release listed. You should keep a list of emails for editors for a number of online news sites, as well as offline magazines and newspapers. When sending out the press release, I like to do it on Tuesdays, and for your best chance of getting listed, you definitely want to avoid Mondays and the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The good thing about press releases is studies have shown that the click-through rate on ads with companies that regularly submit press releases are greater than those that don't. So while you might not see some immediate results from a press release, the long-term effects will be there if you do them on a regular basis.
All right, what's another secret?
Secret number four, you want to compare the offers of the other advertisers on that site. If your price is twice as much as everyone else and you don't have a strong competitive advantage over them, you probably want to pass on that site. On the other hand, if you've got a better price or a similar price with a competitive advantage, you'll be able to get a lot of the traffic they would normally be getting.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, you want to use secret number five is archive.org. We talked about this in one of the other modules. It's the Wayback Machine. It contains a snapshot of what a website looked like in the past. It doesn't have every site or for every month, but if it's a popular site, it's likely to be on there. What you're looking for is to see how long people have advertised on that site. If the same people advertising there now were there 2 years ago, you know the site has at least given them some results.
I see. So we're looking at the duration of ads, how long an advertiser has been there.
Right.
Kind of like if we were studying magazine ads, we'll go look at past issues of the magazines, and if you see the same advertisers there over and over again, there's a good chance that that ad is working for them.
Yep.
All right, good. How does the pricing work for these types of ads?
Banners are often rotated, so the sites will charge by the CPM, which is cost per thousand impressions.
Explain what rotated means.
Like if they have a 468 by 60 banner at the top of their homepage, that just won't be one company usually. It'll be between maybe five of their advertisers.
Okay, so a company may have an advertisement at the top of the page. The banner size is the same, but five different ads will be advertised there. So if I went to that site and clicked my refresh button, a new ad would show up every time. So my ad would show up one-fifth of the time.
Right.
Okay, what's another type?
Non-banner spots and also banner spots with our fixed with only one company's banner, those are typically sold at a flat fee per month. And some sites do PPC, which is pay-per-click, or CPA, cost per acquisition. Most of them don't do that, though.
Say I'm starting an online campaign for the first time. What do I need to know? Do I need any software or anything?
Yes, there's nine things you must be aware of. Number one, you want to go through an ad broker if possible. They can get a better rate than the company's own sales reps, and they could recommend places that have worked well for their other clients. The way to find these are online directories that list ad brokers through word of mouth, or a lot of times will actually contact you if they see your ad up on another site they sell ads for.
Have you used an ad broker before?
I do, yes.
You do? Do you have a good referral for one, anyone who wants one?
I have a good referral for a technology-based ad broker, and I'll include a link to them with the course.
How much has your ad broker been able to save you compared to if you did it all on your own?
A lot of places he's able to save 33%.
Wow. So going to an ad broker is a good idea because you're relying on his expertise on the marketplace, right?
Right.
Now, the broker, how does he get paid? He makes a commission on everything he does?
Right. The company sells ads for it, gives him a commission, so he's able to offer the ads at a lower price and still make a commission on them.
Okay, great. So it's pretty easy for you. Once you do a deal with an ad broker, does he take care of all the placement and everything?
Right. He'll even help you get everything set up, get your ads over to there, set everything up for you.
Okay. How long does it take to get it all set up with an ad broker? I mean, a campaign, a banner ads and such. A couple of days, or is it quicker than that?
Sometimes it's a couple of days. It depends on the site he's working with. Sometimes it could be a week or 2 weeks.
Okay. What's another thing I need to be aware of?
You always want to start out with a one-month campaign, or at least have an option to cancel after the first month if you feel a campaign isn't performing. A lot of times they're going to say, well, it takes at least 3 months before a campaign starts to take off. In those cases, I respond with, unlike some of your other advertisers who are into branding, I'm a direct response advertiser, and I'll know right away whether the site is right for me or not. If it is, I'll be continuing to renew month after month.
Are your advertisers okay with that, with the one-month campaign, and giving you the chance to cancel it, or is some hard to deal with where they won't allow you to do that?
Some are harder to deal with. The ones that are full most of the time and hard to get on generally want a longer-term campaign. The smaller ones or ones that aren't completely full generally do make those kind of deals.
All right, so you got to negotiate.
Right.
All right, and the whole reason for this goes back to testing, right?
Right.
And you will know whether your ad campaign is successful within the first month, right?
Yep.
What's another thing I need to be aware of?
You want to know that the first price they give you or the rates on their ad card are usually negotiable. I've gotten places to go down as much as 50%. With your course, we're including a detailed script of everything you need to say to negotiate your ads down as much as 50%.
Well, that saved me a lot of money right there if I'm able to do that.
Right.
Okay, tell me another secret I need to be aware of.
A lot of times we'll give you a lower rate for the first month or an extra banner spot just to get you in the door.
Okay.
Next secret is get the traffic stats from the sites as well as the specific pages you'll be advertising on before you agree to a campaign. Also get an estimate of the number of clicks they think you'll receive. A lot of times they'll say, well, that depends on how good your ad is. In that case, ask for the high and low number of clicks for the companies currently on that same page or with the same positions you're doing. They're not going to give you the company name, of course, but they could say the number one advertiser got 1,589 clicks and the worst advertiser got 954 clicks. Now, that tells you you'll probably be somewhere within that range.
Okay, so you don't have to be shy about asking for this information.
Right.
Then you're the customer and they should be able to give this to you, right?
Yeah, generally they have no problem giving that out.
Okay, now what about when you ask for stats? Do they give you numbers that may confuse you that are in the control panel? Kind of like when you ask a magazine what their circulation is, and they may say, well, the readership is 1 million, but the readership is different than printed circulation. Is there any numbers that I need to be aware of that they give me that don't confuse me and lead me to believe that they're getting more traffic than they really are?
With the online places, you want to make sure you get unique visitors.
What is exactly a unique visitor?
Unique visitors, they count one person one time. If you visit the site twice, that's only going to be one unique visit. If you visit the site once and go to 10 pages, that's still only one unique visit.
Okay, what's another secret I need to be aware of?
If you're not sure on the site, the numbers just aren't coming out to where you know it'll be a good place. Tell them you'll advertise on a CPA basis. CPA stands for cost per acquisition. This is the same as in the affiliate program, pay per sale, which we talked about in the last module. If their site is really that good, they'll probably make more money with this method, and you could tell them after 1 month on the CPA basis, you'll switch over to their monthly pricing.
Okay, how about banner ads?
For banner ads, most places have their back-end software set up to be able to alternate ads. They also have a login for you to view impressions, clicks, and click-through percentage. This is the same concept as what you learned about Google AdWords in module number 2. Just as you want the best click-through rate for your AdWords ad, you want the best click-through rate for your banners. So for each banner spot you get, submit 2 or 3 different different banners and ask them to rotate those. After a week or so, tell them to drop the lowest performing one and replace it with a new one. The top performing banner is known as the control, and your goal is to beat the control with a new banner. One of the banners you should test should have a headshot image of someone at your company or from a stock photo. I've seen those greatly outpull a company logo in cases. You also want to add a call to action in the banner. Believe it or not, adding click here in little letters to the bottom right corner of your banner actually increases click-through rate.
Okay, so these banner ads, we kind of go back to the previous module with setting up Google and testing your ads. The same testing applies for banner ads, correct?
Right.
All right, so two secrets here are a headshot of a person and a call to action. Are you using banners currently?
I am.
So if someone hears that banners are dead, is that necessarily true? Can you make money advertising using your banners?
You can. They work best when they're coupled with other positions as well, though. Now you found a good site, negotiated a good price, you're ready to send your ads over, there's just one more thing you need, some tracking software. Just like the software used for your affiliates, you're going to need tracking software for your ads. For each place you advertise at, you don't give them your web address to send traffic to, but rather a tracking URL. This tracking URL still gets people to your homepage, or better yet, your landing page. It also logs some data and saves a cookie on the user's computer. This tracking software is going to log the number of clicks and number of sales. The best way to do it, and this is the way the big names do it, use a different tracking URL for each different position at each different place. This way you know not only which site is performing, but how each position at each site is performing. A technical note about the cookie. Many users have software that clears their cookies frequently or have the notion that cookies are bad and they won't accept them because of this. Because of this, I like to use tracking software that uses cookie, uses sessions, and uses the IP address to track the sale. Determine your ROI from each site and compare that with your LV, lifetime value, which we'll talk about in Module 5, to find out if it's worthwhile to continue advertising at the site.
Can you recommend a good tracking software for your advertising?
Yes, with the course, I'll include the link to a couple advertising tracking softwares that you should check out.
Is this software confusing and timely to get set up?
No, it's really easy to set up. It uses a graphical interface, very user-friendly.
So it's just basically copying, pasting your link where your ad is?
Right.
Okay, great. What about landing pages?
You want to use landing pages. Have one landing page for each place you advertise at. A landing page is a page different from your home page, and you want to design it to reflect the type of site your visitors are coming from. If you're advertising on XYZ.com and they've given you an award or ranked your site highly, you want to state that on your landing page. You can even have a special offer just for them. For example, 10% off for XYZ viewers.
All right, so is this landing page, can it be a totally different URL, or is it just a landing page from my website, a different page?
It's going to look like your web page has the same template, but it's going to be different from your home page, like you would have at something like hardtofindseminars.com/xyz.html would be the specific landing page you would use for an ad on xyz.com.
And by having a different landing page, it allows me to go into my control panel and get data on the number of hits that came to it.
Right, you're able to see the number of hits that page got.
So I've got a campaign going. I'm checking my return on investment for my ads. I'm checking my statistics in the control panel. I maybe have some help off of Elance or Scriptlance or someone helping me organize all of this. Is there anything else I can do to get more value out of this campaign?
Absolutely. I'm going to share 5 things I've learned on this. Most sites have a newsletter they send out, so ask to have your logo or ad in that. A lot of times their top positions are going to be taken, in which case you can ask to be put on a waiting list for those spots. 3, you want to ask the site to do an interview on you or someone at your company. Sites will often post the interview on their homepage and have a set of interview questions already made up. Generally, they're not going to send these to you unless you ask, though. 4, check the click-through rate on your ads. You want to test, and retest. Submit revisions 1 to 2 times a month. 5, if the campaign isn't working as well as you hoped, even if the campaign is just working okay, but you're not meeting your target CPA, tell this to them, and they're likely to add in some free spots to your campaign or give you some free advice.
All right, so this is all part of the negotiation. A lot of these sites make their money on the revenue from their advertising, and you're their client, and they want to make you happy because if they can get you a winning campaign, there's no reason why you wouldn't stop advertising with them, right?
Right. If you're successful, they're successful.
Have you been advertising with sites year after year after year with winning campaigns?
I have.
And, hey, once you have a winning campaign and you're paying so much for your advertising and you're bringing in so much in sales, and as long as you're bringing in more than you're spending, there's nothing else for you to do except to monitor that campaign.
Right.
Okay, Nicholas, this has been excellent. Can you recap just a little bit on what we've talked about?
Sure. You now know to find the best sites to advertise on, how to get the best price, and how to make the most out of every campaign.
Okay, very good. That's the end of this lesson. What are we going to be talking about in the next module?
Module number 5 is website analytics. This is what your web stats are really telling you and how you can use that to increase revenue.
Okay, great. I'll see you in module number 5.